This evening's profile focuses on one of the government ministers at the Economic Forum in Davos, Baroness Gustafsson. She was made a Minister of State for Investment when Labour won the election last year. That's this evening at 7 o'clock. This is Radio 4, where it's time for the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1130 on Saturday, the 25th of January. There are warnings of gales in all areas except German Bight, Humber, Thames and Dover. The general synopsis at 0600, new low expected Fairisle 979 by 0600 tomorrow. Atlantic low expected 200 miles west of Shannon 954 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, westerly or southwesterly, gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 6 to gale 8, showers good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th. West or southwest, 6 to gale 8. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger. Southwest, backing south later, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8. Fair, then showers. Good. Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Southwest, backing south later, 5 to 7. Showers at first. Good. Thames, Dover, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 for a time, then southeast 6 or 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later, squally showers, rain later, good occasionally poor. Biscay, cyclonic becoming south or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole. West or southwest, 4 to 6. Becoming cyclonic, gale 8 to storm 10. Squally rain, moderate or poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Southwest, 5 to 7. Becoming cyclonic, 7 or gale 8 later. Perhaps severe gale 9 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time, backing southeasterly 7 or gale 8 later. Squally showers, rain later, good occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 later in Shannon. Squally showers, rain later, moderate or poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. West becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at times, squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. Fairisle, west or northwest, gale 8 to storm 10, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 6 or 7 later, squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. Now for a look at more general forecast, we're joined by Chris Fawkes.
Thanks a lot, Tom. And the cleanup operation in the aftermath of exceptional storm Iwan has been getting underway today. And I suppose it will take quite a few days after such an incredibly powerful storm system. Looking at the weather picture over the next few days, though, we've got a new named storm that's on the way. It's been named by the Spanish authorities as Storm Herminia. And that's going to be bringing wet and windy weather quite widely to the UK over the next few days, with some fairly large rainfall totals on the way to Wales, southwest England, across parts of the Midlands, with some concerns of localised flooding building up over the next few days. Now, overnight tonight, we have a trough that's pushing eastwards, bringing a burst of heavy rain and a bit of sleet and hill snow across Northern Ireland, Scotland and the hills of Northern England. Most of the wintry weather will be above 200 metres elevation, but nevertheless, there is the potential for a few centimetres of snow building up, particularly to the north of the Central Belt, but there could be some elsewhere over high ground. As temperatures fall close to or just below freezing overnight, well, there are going to be some icy stretches to take us into the first part of Sunday morning. Now, that overnight feature will have cleared out of the way, and I think for most parts of the UK, Sunday morning will be okay, with a bright start to the day, a bit of early morning sunshine. A few wintry showers, though, will continue to run into northern and western areas of Scotland as we go through the morning, probably dying off later in the day. But across Northern Ireland, much of England and Wales, we'll see outbreaks of rain spreading from the southwest as the day goes by, and it will turn increasingly windy, with gusts of wind of 60 or 70 miles an hour around Irish Sea coast. That could bring some localised disruption. Tom.
Chris, many thanks. Before the 6 o'clock news, let's find out who Lauren Laverne will be talking to tomorrow morning.
My castaway this week is the singer and writer Nick Cave.
I do not sit down ever with an idea for a song. This is what I want to write a song about. I need to write this. I've read this in the newspaper. What a terrible thing. I need to write a song about it. I simply don't write songs in that way. Mm. The songs reveal themselves painfully and through time.
Nick Cave, My Castaway. Do join us to hear his Desert Island Discs tomorrow morning at 10.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Vigialis. Good evening.